And good evening, and you're listening to KALW, and this is Minds Over Matter, an audience participation quiz show. Our regular moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is not here, so I am the ersatz moderator. I'm Leah Garchik, and I'm here with Jerry Nachman and Pauline Teichman, and we plan to try and answer each other's questions and to answer your questions on music, on geography, on geometry. How's that? Do we ever answer any questions on geometry?
Happily,
on cultural events and world events and whatever you like, except not rock and roll and not baseball, because we don't know so very much about those.
That's sports. Baseball,
yeah, but that puts us at a disadvantage. Just remember that tonight we have two ladies here, and it's not that we're into sexist categories, but questions about hormones will be most welcome, and ironing and embroidery, the phone number to call is 415-841-4134. This is KALW at 91.7. Let me repeat that number. It's 841-4134. We hope to talk to you soon. And right now we're going to introduce each other. While spring has not yet begun, spring training has, which for Jerry Nachman marks the start of 2014.
Thank you, Pauline. Pauline, Leah.
I
get you guys mixed up all the time. Pauline Teichman is filling Leah Garchik's seat while she fills the more important seat, that of our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Leah Garchik will be moderator tonight, but half of her will be with the couple's dancers, spinning, spinning, spinning.
Okay. I think we're ready to start. Well, before we go to a call, Jerry, why don't you... Oh, here's our bell has just been brought to us. We'd be nothing without our bell. Jerry, why don't you ask a question, and then we'll go to a call.
Well, I asked this last week, and Dana guessed a certain word, and I didn't give the answer because I thought it was a good enough question to hold over. What word has the longest entry in the new edition of the OED? Dana guessed a set. But that's
what
not correct.
I was going to say. It's not set?
No.
Pauline?
I'll have to think about it. There's quite a few words that have multiple.
Is it sit?
No. No variation of set, no.
Well, sit and set, they're not variations.
Sit, set, sat, sure.
Set. Sit and sat are, but,
yes,
not,
but not
sit
set.
And set.
To set the table.
Okay.
Set the record straight.
You're evading the...
She just set the record straight.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
I didn't sat the record straight.
Or set it.
When you don't know the answer, you attack the questioner.
Okay, let's go to a call. Hello, are you on the line? Good evening, it's Minds Over Matter.
This is Garrett from Union City.
Oh, Garrett, hello.
I got a couple questions.
Yay. Yeah.
My first one is, who was the only foreign-born first lady?
Oh, wait, I think I might have that somewhere, actually.
Hold on, Pauline, shuffling through papers.
No,
I should have that, because I just, when I was looking for questions,
it
was
to be
of
Martha
things.
Washington.
No, it's
no.
not. It's not. Is it Abigail Adams?
No, but you're on the right track.
But wasn't she born before the country was started, Martha Washington?
Yeah, but it was somebody else. But you're up on that.
I remember, so it's an Adams.
Yes.
John Quincy.
No, but
yeah.
the wife of.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. John Quincy's wife.
Whatever her name was.
Wasn't it Honey Bell?
Louise Adams, the wife of John Quincy Adams, was born in London, England.
Okay.
I thought I remembered that.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have another question?
Yes.
Yes.
Who were the only comedy team to make shorts in 3D?
Sounds like Stan Laurel.
Martin
Laurel.
Lewis?
Laurel and Hardy.
Martin and Lewis?
No.
Oh, in 3D. I'm sorry, in 3D. In my mind, those were 3D. they looked like they were coming right at you. Comedy team, shorts in 3D.
Comedy team.
How about the Smothers Brothers?
No, they never made any short films.
So this is relatively recent, if we're talking 3D?
No, this goes back to the early 50s.
Okay, early 50s.
Comedy team.
Do you want to leave it there?
No, you want to give
Or do you want to? No, I think we're stymied.
You want to know what the I'll give you a clue. The answer's in the question.
3D.
Three. Get. Think of them. Three.
Oh, three Stooges.
What'd you say?
Three Stooges.
Yes, give yourself a bell.
Well,
that's the only comedy team
really
of three
tiny,
that I
very
know.
Very tiny, tinkly little bell. Thank you, Garrett.
Yeah. Much assisted bell.
Okay. let's go to another call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda in El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Great to hear all of you, but I wanted especially, Leah, to thank you for your series on Valentine's.
Thank you.
Okay. And as to Jerry's question about the OED, I read that same article. The answer was run.
Correct, run.
Yeah, and it took the researcher 8 months to work on that word alone to make an entry for the OED.
Yeah, run, very good.
So, good question.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, let's go to Pauline.
Okay, this clothing line, the clothing line Mademoiselle Chichi, has one particularity. What is it?
What's the line again?
It's called Mademoiselle Chichi. There's something special about this line of clothing.
It's a line. Mademoiselle Chichi.
I don't know.
It has
line.
Nothing to do with the name.
I don't know a line. Is it from a play or what is
no,
it?
No. I don't mean like a line like that, but it's a line of clothing.
It's for French poodles.
No. It's for people.
That's a girl's question. Okay. I don't have any
girl's answer. Question.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Not when you hear the answer. It's not at all.
Mademoiselle Chichi.
Even though the name is Chichi, the answer is not.
It's a French clothing line?
No, it's not French.
Hmm.
I think the designer is German, actually.
Don't know. And it's modern or it's vintage?
Oh, yeah. No, it's very much modern contemporary.
No, don't know. Does anybody else out there know? Ladies, are you there? Are you listening?
No,
and it's sexist to say ladies. No.
No, it's especially given the answer, it's particularly sexist.
Oh, well, maybe it's for drag queens. Is it?
No, but that's a great answer. I like that.
No. Jerry doesn't have
any idea. I've never heard of that.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question and then caller that's calling, then I'll answer the phone. Okay. In 1475, the Vatican published a book that was the first of its kind. Now there are many such that are very popular.
Many such what?
It's a kind of book. What kind of book
novel?
Was it published by the Vatican in 1475, the first of its kind?
A hymnal?
No. It was published by the Vatican librarian, Bartolomeo Sacchi.
That's a name.
S-A-C-C-H-I.
Self-help book.
No. No.
No.
The Vatican in 1475 published a book.
So it's not going to be a religion.
By the Vatican librarian, what was the book? What kind of book was it, rather?
Oh, what kind of book?
Yes. And I'm going to go to a call now. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Good evening.
Good evening. It's Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hi. I think the book you have in mind, is that a comic book?
No.
Okay. I have a sort of quick question, two-part. As you know, Shirley Temple passed away earlier this week. And she was on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, besides Paul and Ringo, who is the only other living person left on the cover?
Huh. Trying to imagine the cover.
It's a singer.
Sinatra? Oh, he's not living. For God.
No, he's not living.
Sorry. Sorry, Frank.
So it's before the Ono era.
No?
Is it a performer?
No. He's a performer.
Hmm.
And still performing.
Bob Dylan.
It is Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Okay, Jerry gets a bell.
Here's the second part. Before Shirley Temple passed away, who was the last person on the cover to pass away? He was an actor. He passed away in 2010.
Don't know. No, shall we? Do you want to give that to the board op?
Yeah, I'll leave it to the board op.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Bob
right,
is gonna take you. That. And let's go to another call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. It's the Skeleton Crew.
Hi, it's Peter at Run Park.
Yes? Hi, Peter.
Not Olympic.
Was the Vatican Book a cookbook?
Yes.
Oh,
good
great.
For you. Yeah. It was called Concerning Honest Pleasure and Physical Well-Being, which kind of sounds like a sex book, but it wasn't. It was
the Pope's favorite recipe.
Cookbook. Good for you. Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes.
There is a shop in San Francisco you may see the ads for on the back of buses. It sells frilly French ladies' undergarments.
Yeah.
It's called Les Sans Culottes.
Mm-hmm.
Which roughly translates as the 100 undies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
depending whether it's spelled C-E-N-T or otherwise.
It's also a play on the name Les Sans Culottes.
Which was
Les
in
was during
the
Revolution.
Yeah.
Sans meaning without.
Without, yeah.
Why did the revolutionaries have no undies?
Pauline.
I'm not going to like, I know this. I have no idea. Sans culottes.
I've read this somewhere, but I have no idea either.
To be able and to be ready
than,
for...
Less than no idea. Yeah.
Kind of like firefighters just slipping into things very quickly. I don't know.
Give up?
Yeah. Yes. Tell us.
The word culotte has changed meaning over the century. It used to refer to the knee breeches that bourgeois gentlemen, you picture the family fathers and the knee breeches, working men... Revolutionaries wore long trousers. Anybody with knee breeches was their enemy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Without knee breeches. Not without undies.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good night. Let's go to another caller. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's Ruth in Berkeley. I was going to take a stab at the Vatican question, but my answer was all wrong.
Oh, tell us what it was.
Well, I was going to say the index. Doesn't the Vatican publish something called the index, which is the list of books that people are good Catholics shouldn't read?
Oh, the banned books list. I don't know.
It was called the index, but unfortunately I don't know when that was or I wouldn't be asking you that question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, Jerry, fire away.
Okay, what show holds the record for the longest one-person show in San Francisco history?
San Francisco.
Brian Copeland, Not a Genuine Black Man.
Very good. I figured you'd know that because you probably got a press release. Okay.
I'll
ask another quickie then. How did the city of Plymouth, England get its name?
From the cars, of course.
Or the Rock. Plymouth. Something like the mouth of a river?
The mouth of the Plym River. Very good.
Very
good, Pauline.
Yay.
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Do you want to ask another?
I'll get one more. I got a Shirley Temple question. There was a musical parody of Shirley Temple films that became a stage show probably about 40 years ago. And it was a hit. It ran maybe for about a year or so. What was the name of it? It ran in New York. I don't think it toured or was done very often elsewhere, but it was a hit in New York.
On the Good Ship Lollipop.
No. It was quite a good show, I thought.
It wasn't. That wasn't Little Mary Sunshine.
No, that's similar kind of parody, but no, that's a good guess, though, no. Little Mary Sunshine is a parody of Nelson Eddy, Jeanette MacDonald movies.
Don't know.
That's a very clever title. I'll give you tell you that much.
Okay. Don't know.
Okay.
But I bet one of our callers
will.
Yeah,
they might.
Okay, let's go to another call. Hello, this is Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
This is Reed in San Francisco.
Hi, Reed.
In answer to the kind of book invented or begun in 1475?
Yeah.
Was it the Catechism?
No, it was, somebody already answered, it was a cookbook.
A cookbook?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't get the answer.
It was the 5-Minute Vatican Diet Cookbook. No, it wasn't. They were probably cooking wild boar and stuff like that, but it was a cookbook.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, so
thank
I'm
you.
Wrong. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Yes, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. I didn't answer the question about who was on the Sgt. Pepper's album who died in 2010. Was it Marlon Brando?
That sounds about right.
Nope, not Marlon Brando.
Oh, anyway, well, I have a trivia question for you. In the play version of Streetcar Named Desire, I mean, obviously in the movie, Vivian Leigh portrayed Blanche DuBois, and Elie Kazan was the director. But in the play version, who portrayed Blanche DuBois, and who was the director of the play?
Well, Kazan was the director.
Yeah, that was a trick question. I thought I could mislead you with that.
Yeah, Kazan was the director, and it was... Kim Hunter?
No, she was Stella.
She was Stella. Okay, Blanche. Well, that was Vivian Leigh also?
No, she was no.
Just in the movies. Okay, gosh, that should be.
What year was it? Do you know?
The play was 1947.
It wasn't. Oh, that was a ridiculous guess, but it wasn't Tallulah Bankhead, was it?
No.
She was...
too old.
Well, yeah, probably so. Gosh, why don't I know that? Kim Stanley, Kim Hunter or Kim Stanley? I get those mixed up. All.
Yeah, neither.
Oh, neither? No. No, who played Stella?
It was Jessica Tandy.
Jessica Tandy.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
No idea.
Thank you.
Good question.
Okay,
yeah.
Bell for the caller. Yes, Pauline.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to name this actress who played the young Ellen on an episode of The Ellen Show.
Is she well known now?
Yes, absolutely.
Played the young Ellen?
Yes, it was like a sort of flashback episode.
Uh-huh. I mean, she's a regular character?
No, she played on that one episode where she
was... Oh, well, I never watched it anyway.
But this is a very well-known actress, so... She's played...
Stage or film? Or TV?
TV.
TV, oh.
So was she blonde?
Yes. Narrows it down?
TV.
Not a lot.
TV blonde. Gosh.
On TV today, still young, obviously.
On TV rather than the movies?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't watched a sitcom since Cheers, so I don't know.
Don't know. Shall we leave it out there? I bet we have lots of TV watchers out there.
That, yeah.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello, you are on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from San Francisco.
Colette, hi.
Hi. On the question, Mademoiselle Fifi, the lion clothing, was it only jeans or pants?
No, but that's a good answer, but no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I might give more of a clue later.
Okay thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. Let's go to another one. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? This is Minds Over Matter. Are you there? No? Okay, I'm going to ask a question. What's the average shoe size? No, that's not the question. How many pairs of shoes does the average American woman own within?
20.
I'm going to say 15.
Jerry's close enough. It's 19.
Oh, 19. Wow, very close.
Easy question, too.
How did you know?
Well, I was married once.
And you had 20 pairs thrown at you.
10 were in my closet, yes. Yeah, you know how that goes.
Okay. Who invented charcoal briquettes? A very well-known inventor.
Gosh.
Like.
I don't think it was Edison.
Edison.
That's what I was going to say.
Edison.
Oh, Jerry gets two bells, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Wow,
oh,
you're knocking them off here.
I can't imagine old Tom out in the backyard.
I know.
Over the grill.
Over the
grill. What's it called?
Barbecue pit.
The Weber.
Okay, and Otto Frederick Rohwedder in 1912 invented something that... you probably have in your kitchen. It has to do often with breakfast. How's that for a big clue? So
big
tell
clue.
Me
omelet
what it
pan.
Is.
The toaster.
No.
Has to do with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The
blender?
No.
Not for breakfast.
Smoothies.
No.
A lot of people do smoothies
no.
for breakfast.
Not in
nowadays.
1910. No.
No, not in 1912. Yeah.
1912.
I was focused on breakfast. I forgot
the
date. 1912.
Waffle iron.
Nope. It's not an appliance.
Oh, it's not an appliance. Oh.
Nope.
But it's not a food thing.
Is it a food?
Oh, could
yeah.
be.
Okay. I'm going to go to
pancakes.
Some callers now. No. Okay. Hello. This is Minds Over Matter. Good evening.
Hi, Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
I got one guess. Is it Tony Curtis that was the guy that died in 2010?
Yeah, there you go, Mark.
Very good.
Good for you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and I got a question.
Yeah.
It's a little, it's not too long, but there are seven countries that begin with the letter U, as in...
Okay, so Uruguay, yep. Uzbekistan.
Yep.
Let's see.
And I'll give you a clue. Three of
Uganda?
Them are United countries.
United so. States.
United
States.
United Arab Republic?
Yep.
Okay, so that's...
Did you count United States?
So that makes five so far.
Oh, I got Uruguay, Uzbekistan,
I said,
U.S.
Uganda?
States, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I said Uganda.
Yeah. Oh, Uganda.
Oh.
So United Arab Republic.
United Arab Emirates.
How many are there?
Seven.
Oh, we got most of them. Okay.
It's the dread. Empty airtime. So let's leave that to our callers to...
I'll give you one hint. There's another... Did you say three Uniteds or just two?
Just two.
Okay, United Arab Republic. That's not... Is that a country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, United Arab Emirates yeah. and U.S. So there's another United
oh, yeah.
country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's well known.
I'm stuck now.
Don't know.
Jerry, do you know?
No,
okay,
I don't
let's
know, I
leave
don't.
That for a caller.
Okay? Okay.
Be patient, because I'm sure someone will get some answers on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay? Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You
very much. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, it's you.
Hi there. I have a question for all of you. It's can you name one, not one, can you name an all... a president who is related by marriage to his vice president of the United States. And this is Brian from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
President who is related to his vice president, a president of the United States related to his vice president, and not necessarily while they were in office.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
It's easy. You
Dana
guys.
Would know that.
Wait,
I don't know.
Like, wait.
Think president, vice president, marriage within the family.
Probably early president, which is probably, huh?
No.
I'm just thinking. No, I was thinking something about the Clintons.
Nothing I know of.
Okay. See, I was thinking that.
Wasn't too. Hillary's brother married to...
Yeah, there was something there, but I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
yeah.
not what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Married to some politician or something. Yeah. I don't know. Should we leave it out there? Do you want to give it to our board operator?
Yeah, I'll give it to the board operator.
Okay, that's great.
It's easy, you guys.
It's easy. How are you making us feel worse and worse?
Oh.
Easy if you know it, yeah.
Wait, because I'm thinking like a Roosevelt.
No, is it? Well, Roosevelt and his wife, the first lady, were related.
No, but because of the two, that there was some sort of a connection.
President, vice president.
I don't know.
Marriage within the family.
And I think the rest of us look equally puzzled. So let's, let's leave it out there, okay?
All right, very good.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And let's go to another caller. Hello, this is Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, it's you.
I'm Bill from San Francisco.
Hi.
I think I didn't hear someone mention Uzbekistan. I'm sure somebody
yes.
did.
Yes,
that was one of my first.
Okay. I have two questions.
Yes.
One, what do George Zimmerman, Bob Dylan, and Ethel Merman all have in common?
So the Zimmerman.
They all
the Zimmerman part.
Okay, you got me there.
Yeah, they're all called. They're all originally named Zimmerman, right?
Okay,
good one.
What did Shirley Temple Black and Vyacheslav Molotov have in common?
And
cocktails.
Good,
very good.
Good answer. Well, whether that's right or not, we give you major bells. What is that? Right?
Pardon?
Did you hear Pauline?
What did she say?
I said cocktails.
Yes.
Yes, great.
They both
very good.
Famous cocktails.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Shirley Temple actually invented her one.
She said she didn't like them.
Sweet.
I heard that.
She liked a bourbon, you know.
Well, great.
Thank you so
Pauline
much.
Gets the answer of the night, the big bell of the night. Thank you very much for calling.
The night is not over yet, please.
The night is young, he says.
Are you planning to say something smarter?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're at Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes, Ed, how are you?
Oh, well, hello, fine.
I've been talking to you for a long time.
No.
Okay, well, the first archaeologist in history was a woman. Do you know what is her name? Archaeologist.
Can you give us her nationality?
Well, no. Just give you a strong hint.
Not Egyptian by any chance.
I can give you the year. It was the year 1483 B.C.
Oh, well.
Oh.
She's obviously an Egyptian, right?
An Egyptian.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Is she well-known?
Very well-known.
Very well-known?
Yes.
Oh, would it have been...
So it's not her.
Cleopatra?
No, that was
not
that year.
<I don't know. laughs>
Your year's way off.
Well, I'm. Not my favorite year.
It's about almost 3,500 years ago. Okay. She actually sent five ships on the Red Sea down to Africa because you could navigate the Nile to go down Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the ships were so large, each one of them could hold two 747 aeroplanes. They really are.
Wow.
They have a record of that. Okay, but she was a queen as well.
Queen of Sheba?
Huh?
The Queen of Sheba?
No, remember, Egyptian.
Nefertiti?
Huh? No, Nefertiti was a pretty lady, but she did not do much.
I don't think we're going to know that one.
More famous, actually, than Nefertiti. She should be more famous. She was actual pharaoh.
Hatshepsut,
she was, yeah.
Who was that?
Hatshepsut.
Okay. Second question I have is, when ancient Rome, people testified, didn't use the question, but it's interesting, so I'll ask you again. Of course, they didn't have the Bible to hold, so what did they help? When only men, by the way, could testify. Women could not. So when men testified in ancient Rome, what did they help? What did they hold?
Bottle of wine.
Hmm?
No, sorry. When they testify, is it some sort of an herb or plant?
No.
Was it a serpent?
No. If you look at the word testify, it gives you a hint.
Testament.
If you look at the word testify.
Uh-oh, they're testicles.
Testicles, it is.
Now that's better in cocktails.
You, you devilish man calling us to bring up that subject. Okay.
The guy who wanted United, I think United Kingdom. Maybe
very good.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. That's
thank
it.
You.
We should have got that.
Thank you.
I was thinking
terrible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's me, Ruhama.
Hi.
Hi, and he just beat me out on the United Kingdom.
Oh, well, here.
Okay, sorry, thank you. Also, I don't really think Molotov invented the Molotov cocktail, but that was a great question and answer. And I'm wondering if the breakfast invention is the waffle iron.
No.
I said that. She said it's
not. No, it's not an appliance.
How about the waffle?
Not an appliance.
No.
How about the waffle?
No.
It's just a breakfast thing?
Yeah.
It's got quasi
it's
edible.
Not only for breakfast, but it's most
like
common
the
at breakfast.
Like English muffin or something.
And it's edible.
It's not like, it's like kippers?
No, not kippers.
Okay, never mind. I'll let somebody else do it. I'll get off the phone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
But
is, okay,
you
never, it is.
Wait. You never clarify whether it's an edible substance.
Yes, yeah, it's edible.
It's an edible.
It's edible.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay, we just got another answer. But it's 7:30, so I'm supposed to re-give you the information. You're listening to KALW at 91.7, and the number here to call is 415-841-4134 if you want to participate in tonight's volley of important information. And I'm here with Jerry Nachman and Pauline Teichman, and I'm Leah Garchik. This is Minds Over Matter. And it's about halfway through, so we're going to go through and say what questions are still open. Feel free to call with a question or an answer.
Okay,
Jerry.
I'm looking for the name of the it's a musical. It was a parody of Shirley Temple movies about 30 or 40 years ago. What was the name of it? It ran in New York for about a year or two. That's all I have.
Okay. And my original question, the clothing line, Mademoiselle Chichi, has one particularity. I'm going to give a little bit more information just to let you know that it has to do with the material things are made from. And my other question was, name this actress who played the young Ellen on an episode of The Ellen Show.
Still acting on TV.
Oh, yeah, very
okay.
much.
Okay. And what I have is... what did Otto Frederick Rohweder, Rohweder, invent in 1912? It sure makes breakfast a lot easier. Could be at other meals, too, but it's commonly eaten at breakfast. Okay, and let's go to another caller.
Half and half.
No, let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. It's Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry and Susan.
Let's see. The U, United Arab Republic?
We had guessed that, but that's correct. Someone did just get the last one, which was United Kingdom.
No, we still have one more.
Oh, I thought, what about Upper Volta? Isn't that a country?
I don't think so. Not anymore. It's Burkina Faso.
Oh, okay.
Hold on
a second.
Six. We have six, and there's one more.
We have one more?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have one more?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The president and vice president?
Yes.
Wasn't that Eisenhower's son marrying Nixon's daughter?
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. It's Julie Nixon Eisenhower. Yes.
Of course.
Yes, good for you. Thank you.
You should have got that one.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I knew about Nixon and Eisenhower. I believe it was Eisenhower's grandson.
David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's all I knew.
Okay, there.
Bye.
You get a bell. Thank you. Okay, is it Pauline's turn?
Sure.
I think so.
Okay. Lori Black, Shirley Temple's daughter, played bass with two bands. What are they?
Her daughter?
Sometimes known as Lorax, Lori Black. Mm-hmm.
Never heard of her.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes. Lori Black, Shirley Temple's daughter, played bass with which two bands?
Never knew such a person existed. Okay. Not that that means anything. I have no idea. Rock band, huh? No, she wasn't.
One of them was like sort of rock.
Jazz?
No, definitely not jazz. More along the rock and metal, not like heavy metal, but...
Soft metal.
No idea. Maybe someone out there does. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to a caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ray in Berkeley.
Hi, Ray.
I have an attempt at an answer and a question.
Good.
Was the invention in 1912 the invention of shredded wheat?
No, but that's the kind of answer that's
good guess.
In the ballpark, yeah. But it's not shredded wheat.
Okay, it's something else. You referred earlier to the invention of charcoal briquettes.
Yes.
My question is, what's the relationship between charcoal briquettes and the history of the automobile?
Huh.
Charcoal briquettes and the history of the automobile.
Well, did Edison invent an automobile part as well?
No.
No, but you could heat a meal.
This is tantalizing.
Yeah.
But I think you better give us the answer.
Okay. Henry Ford was notoriously stingy, and he discovered that the shipping of components for his assembly lines involved a lot of wooden crates. So he began to demand that the wooden crates that delivered things like crankshafts be of specific dimensions so that he could use the wood to build the floors of the early automobiles that had wooden components. But there was still a lot of scrap wood, and he was so stingy, he wondered what could be done with that. His employee, E.G. Kingsford, came up with the idea of making charcoal out of this scrap wood.
The king of briquettes, yes.
And they're still sold in the supermarket today. It's the biggest brand you'll find.
How interesting. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll get a bell for that, just for educating us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hi, you are on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hi, is it me?
Yes.
Oh, it's Ruhana again.
Yes.
Is it cornflakes?
No.
Is it toast?
Well, you're close.
Sliced bread.
Sliced bread.
Sliced bread. The greatest invention since sliced bread.
Was Otto Frederick Rohwedder.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Half a bell, maybe. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now we know the day when we say the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's right.
Since 1912.
102 years. Okay. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you are on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Steve from Oakland. The seventh country is all over the news. It's Ukraine.
That's right.
Oh,
gosh. Good for you. Thank you very much.
We're not.
We should have had that one.
Okay. Okay. Take care. Let's go to another caller. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, I have a guess on the... Is it Madame Zezé?
Shishi.
It's a clothing item, but it's exclusively cashmere.
It's not cashmere, but it is exclusively made of this, I will say, unusual material.
Okay, I thought it was cashmere. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Is it dog hair?
It's not dog hair, though. I've seen that knitted. I had a friend in high school who used to knit all kinds of things with dog hair.
Okay, we will await an answer. I have a question. According to the Institute of Food Technologies, who knows where that is or what sages those people are, what's considered to be the greatest food innovation in the past 100 years? And since that's such a broad category, I'll let you know that it has to do with something that's drinkable.
I was going to say the can opener. Something drinkable.
Mm-hmm. Greatest
cork.
Food innovation in the last
100
years.
Any guesses?
The pull tab.
No.
Not carbonation.
Nope. But while you're thinking about that, let's go to another caller. Hello, you are on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So Lori Black was in the Melvins.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, I don't know the other one.
Well, that's one of the two. It's great. That's more than my fellow crew here knew.
No. Pauline is looking for now the
other.
the other group that Lori Black, who was Shirley Temple Black's daughter, was in. Okay? Thank you for the Melvins. And let's go to another caller. Good evening. You're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Usual question, is it me?
Yes. Hi.
It's Janusz.
Yes.
Questions about San Francisco Opera House. Okay?
Yes.
You all know it. And also, these are questions you can answer by guessing.
Oh, that's good.
What was first performed by the San Francisco Symphony, opera in 1923, the first opera by the new company?
Oh. Was it La Boheme?
Yes.
Very good.
Don't tell me you were there.
She was covering
that
it.
That was
yes.
bad.
It was with Martinelli, so,
Who went on to make apple juice.
I was going to say sparkling.
Now the question you will all answer in unison. With what opera was the house inaugurated in 1932?
La Boheme.
No.
La Traviata.
No.
Carmen?
No. I thought you...
No.
Tosca.
It must
yes.
have...
Yes.
Tosca.
Okay, two more. What years was the symphony performed in the Opera House?
Oh, dear. Let's see.
We've been all there.
I'm not sure I get the question.
What years did the symphony perform in the Opera House? It did before Davies Hall. And Davies was just 25 years old, is that right?
Something like that, I think.
More?
More?
Yeah, I was thinking 1990 because...
30?
You mean the first time?
Davies...
About 30.
Wait, how old is Davies
Doesn't
now?
Doesn't matter.
Well, that's the answer.
Well, because that's the year that it stopped, right. that the symphony went to its own hall.
Anyway,
guess
for the stretch.
1982.
No, but he needs the first year. Now, the symphony...
Right, the end actually is 1980, which is the year Davies opened.
Okay, and 2000, and the symphony beginning. just celebrated its 100th birthday. So, okay, what's the arithmetic?
Yeah, but it didn't...
So anyway, it's not 1914.
The first 1932.
Oh.
Before... they performed in the Civic Auditorium elsewhere. So it's 32 to 80.
Oh, I see.
And the last question is going to be probably the most difficult.
Uh-oh.
What was the last opera performed in the Opera House last season?
Uh-oh. I should know that.
Yeah, I love this.
I shouldn't.
I'm trying to remember what was the season. Sad part is I can't even tell you what the first opera this past season was.
No, it's
don't
last
know.
One. December, last December, last opera of the season.
I can't remember.
No, I don't remember either.
We don't know.
And, we don't know, Janusz.
Leah, you were there, I'm sure.
I'm sure I was.
Anyway, it was Barbara of Seville.
And it got, you gave it a great review, didn't you?
Well, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. That's for Janusz. Let's go to another caller. Hello. You are on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a possible answer for the question about the clothing line.
Yes.
Chinchilla.
Not chinchilla.
Okay.
But
that right, would seem
you.
To make sense.
That would
thank
be
you.
That would
Thanks
be
very much.
For sure.
Let's go to another caller. Hello. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hello, that's me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay. First, let me ask you, what was the name of the band for Shirley Temple Black's band? I didn't catch it.
Oh, the one that she got was the Melvins, and we're looking for the other one. Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't her band. It was her daughter's band.
Yes.
It actually wasn't her daughter's band. It was one she was bassist in.
Well, The fact of the matter is the band lived in a house here in the Richmond District for a number of years.
Oh.
Well, I never heard the name of the band. Okay, I have a two-part question. There are four cities that have a similar unifying thing.
Thing? What do you mean?
Like something in common, you mean?
Yes, something in common.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the three of those cities have another unifying thing.
That's a little bit vague.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be spelling. It could be ethnic composition of the residents. It could be.
Wait. When you hear the names of the cities.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Okay. The cities are going to the east: San Francisco, Carson City, Nevada, and Denver, Colorado, and Philadelphia, PA.
So, what do they have in common?
Yes.
Well,
San Francisco, Carson City, Colorado, and what was the other one?
And
Philadelphia.
Denver, yeah.
And Philadelphia was the last one.
Gee.
Were they stops on the Wells Fargo?
I was thinking Pony Express, yeah.
Or Pony Express or something?
Not in the Philadelphia on the Pony Express.
No.
And so forth. But it's...
I don't know.
It's long established with the U.S. history.
Hmm. Oh, they had mints.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Three of them have something else in common.
Okay, so we need to figure out which three we can see what it is.
All have professional sports teams except for Carson City.
No.
It has to do with some federal thing?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's a governmental matter, yes, but not necessarily federal.
Some kind of gold reserves or something?
No.
Don't know.
Don't know.
All right.
Why don't you tell us, because we're kind of near the end of the show.
There's a hint. This was fully talked about on last week's Sunday program.
That doesn't help me. So.
Jerry?
I don't remember that far back. I'm sorry. I don't know.
You're going to have to tell us. Come clean, sir.
Let us know.
All right. San Francisco is a city and county.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Carson City is a city and county. And Denver, Colorado is a city and county.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Controversial.
And a bell for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Let's go to another caller. Hello. You are on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. The opera that debuted War Memorial Opera House in 1932 was Tosca.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
Okay, he said that.
He had it.
I got it.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You got it, too.
So what was the question?
That was one of the questions. It was a four-part question.
Oh, dear.
And I think he'd ask what was the first opera performed by the opera company, which was La Boheme, and then what was the first... performed in the Opera House. Then the last question was, what was the last one performed last season?
Last season,
and
the last
third
one.
Question.
That was it. That's all
it.
Four.
Right.
That's
it.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. That flew in one ear and out the other for some reason. I'm not sorry. Anyhow, thank you.
No need to apologize.
Right.
To those
much.
Who are
this
not
is, this
faultless.
Is a no
and
fault.
He had just guessed on Tosca anyway, so
this
you,
is the no
okay,
fault
you deserve the bell.
Right. Right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco again.
Yeah.
I asked the president and vice president question.
Yes.
What famous actress of the golden era of Hollywood was born with the name Marion Levy? And
I want to, and it's a two-part thing. And
is that Paulette Goddard?
What's that?
Paulette Goddard?
It is Paulette Goddard. And the second part is, how much money did she leave to a famous university when she died, and what university? They actually named a hall after her.
Goddard Hall, huh?
It's Goddard Hall.
I don't know.
Anybody?
I'm going with a lot.
Don't know.
Is it local?
What's that?
Is it in the state? Yeah, like maybe UCLA?
No. Okay. Not UCLA.
Okay. Don't know.
It has nothing to do with Goddard Space Center, does
That's
it?
That's what we see.
No. And she inherited most of her fortune from her famous author husband.
Who was her famous author husband?
I can't remember.
He's so famous, we've forgotten.
He wrote All's Quiet on the Western.
Oh, Eric Remarque.
Remarque, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And how much did she leave? To who? To what university?
Oh, I'm afraid we don't know. No, and I think you better tell us.
She left it to NYU, and she left $20 million.
Wow. And when did she die?
She died, I think, in the early 90s or late early 90s, I think.
That was when $20 million was $20 million,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Goddard Hall, it's right on Washington Square Park.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll take it even now.
Yeah, thank
you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Jerry, you have a question?
Okay, what is unusual about the thumbs on a koala bear's front paws?
Opposable thumbs.
He doesn't have any.
No.
Claws.
No.
They're joined. They're webbed.
No, they're not webbed. I don't think so. They may be. That's not the answer. Anyway.
He's all thumbs.
They have fingers? They have fingers?
Well, they have paws.
Okay.
I like the idea of being
thumbs. That's almost the answer.
What? That it moves their opposable thumbs like people have? Is that what it's called? Opposable?
You're getting close.
I was afraid to say the word and say it wrong.
You're warm, but you're not there.
That they're maneuverable? They could hold things? Like
oh,
they
maybe.
Could get those acacia, no, the eucalyptus
no,
berries or whatever
no,
they
eat?
No,
that's not opposable. No, I don't think they're exactly opposable.
Has to do with the amount of joints?
They can use cell phones?
They can text. They're really good texters.
They would be very good at it.
Well, there's something about the mobility of their thumbs
no,
is
not
unusual.
Not about the mobility, about the thumbs themselves.
Oh, they're...
Not the mobility factor.
They're maneuverable. They're...
No.
They're pointy.
They twiddle them when they're bored.
They have non-skid surfaces.
No. They have two on each paw.
Oh.
Two thumbs?
I
two
said
thumbs.
All thumbs. Yeah. I was heading in
front
the right
paw.
Direction.
On the front paws, yeah.
How interesting. Okay.
So that's what our younger generation are slowly evolving into.
Pauline?
Okay. Name this duet often sung as an encore, which consists of a single word.
Say that again, please.
Name this duet often sung as an encore, which consists of a single word.
Duet in what classical?
Yes.
Broadway? What?
No, more opera. Opera.
Single word.
Velia?
No.
Too many opera questions for me tonight.
Oh, come on.
Let's see.
I think the single word gives it away.
Well.
Can you hum it?
I think that would definitely give it away.
No. It's a kind of a famous, mm-hmm. very famous.
It's famous, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's why it's often used as an encore. It's a...
Yeah. Is it Italian?
It is Italian. Though I wouldn't say, the word is necessarily Italian.
Okay, what is it?
La Donna Mobile is three words.
Yeah,
yeah. So is O Sole Mio. What are the three tenors encore?
Sorrento?
No.
That's not really operatic.
It's most often sung by two sopranos, but there have been all kinds of different configurations of it, and it's quite fun.
Funny?
Fun. Fun. And fun. Oh, fun. Fun and funny.
Fun. Oh, well. Well, you go to the opera, Leah. You have no
I
cop
have
out.
No idea either. No. I think we have room for one more question. And I am going to ask it. Where were tablecloths invented?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
After that.
What city?
What city? Paris.
Florence.
That's too obvious.
She's closer than you are.
Vatican.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Florence. Somewhere in Italy. Milan.
Mm-mm.
Sorrento. I don't know.
Naples.
No.
Because I'm thinking Nap in French.
What's the culinary capital
of
Italy? I don't know.
You just kind of skated right by it. Jerry, ask another question.
Me?
Yeah, ask another question.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't expect that. What relentless predator kills 14 million small animals and birds in the U.S. each year?
Oh, in the U.S. Not coyotes.
No.
Relentless predator.
Dick Cheney.
How many is it again?
14 million.
Million?
Altogether.
Right.
The species.
Well, no, I gathered it wasn't one animal.
Kills 14 million small mammals and birds in the U.S.
Does it
each
count
year.
Like bats or so? Because bats kill insects.
Could be.
Oh, cat?
True.
House cat, very good.
Oh, very good.
Very
no,
good,
I
Leah.
Don't get credit for that. That's yeah. That's an answer from Bob.
But okay. Oh, okay.
From Bob somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good
okay.
one, Bob.
I can add
Bob
my question real quick to my Mademoiselle Shishi answer. I will say that the designer is both a designer and a microbiologist, if that helps.
No, it makes it harder.
So it's amoeba skins or something?
That's not amoeba skins. It's a very unusual fiber that she uses that I had no idea even existed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. Well,
let's go around the table and give the answers to any questions that remain unanswered.
Okay, I asked for what was the name of the musical parody of Shirley Temple movies, and the title was A Curly McDimple.
Okay. Is that the only one you had out?
That's all.
Okay. The Mademoiselle Shishi line is made exclusively from milk protein.
From what?
Milk protein. The designer, Annika Domask, is a microbiologist and designer. And I saw this whole thing on. It's really interesting.
Hmm. Well.
But anyway, yes.
Bizarre.
And is that your only question?
No. The actress who played the young Ellen on the Ellen Show was Kaylee Cuoco. And the other group that Lori Black is in is Clown Alley. Kaylee Cuoco is well known. She's on The Big Bang Theory.
What's the name of the actress? You didn't give it.
Yeah,
I said
she did.
Kaylee Cuoco. That's her name.
Oh, that's
Kaylee
her name.
Cuoco.
I don't know her.
She's
anyway, and according to the Institute of Food Technology, the greatest food innovation in the past 100 years is drinks in boxes or pouches.
Okay. And I forgot the duet. The duet sung as an encore often is the Duetto Buffo de Due Gatti. It's the two cat, the meow, 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 meow.
But what's it's a, some, but I thought you said it was it. Called one word.
No, they say one word. It consists of one
oh,
word.
Oh, I thought
time,
you said
is,
the title was
no, no,
one
no,
word.
No, it consists
that's
of one word, which is meow.
That's oh, yeah. I've heard that song.
It's
sure.
really fun.
I think we both misunderstood the question,
oh,
however.
Yeah, we did it.
Okay, you have been listening to Minds Over Matter, minus Dana Rodriguez, who will be back next week. We thank you for calling. We thank Steve Wilcott and Bob Sommer for helping get the show on the air. We hope you'll call back next week. Meanwhile, if you want to get in touch with anybody, it's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Thanks very much. Good night, everybody.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't